You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The cost of daycare in Utah is rising faster than inflation.
But KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera says those new numbers don't tell the whole story.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says year over year, the state's daycare cost is up 4.4%, with the nation's inflation rate sitting at 3.48. But the reality is, childcare providers face the same problems many educators do. Lower wages slowly trying to catch up. The data also says childcare workers' average salary is $33,000 a year.
There continues to be this lack of kind of knowledge and understanding regarding the benefits of early childcare education.
That was Sarah Robotham, a childcare center director, who said, like many she works with, the passion for childhood development outweighs the industry's progress when it comes to compensation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. U.S. senators could be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But ABC News political correspondent Rachel Bade says, don't expect any sort of trial to last very long.
The question is, does it last for a few hours or is it just a few minutes? Do they vote to dismiss this right away after they're sort of sworn in and begin the trial? Or do they allow a few opening arguments and then move to dismiss it after that?
Mayorkas is the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years.
Utah senators are voicing their stances about the impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with a story. Peter?
Amanda, Senator Mike Lee is trying to push back new nominations of administration officials until Secretary Mayorkas gets an impeachment trial.
Senate Democrats want to avoid even examining the evidence presented against Mayorkas. We should not be going about business as usual.
Senator Mitt Romney had a different tune a couple of weeks ago when he told CNN reporter Manu Raju that he thinks Mayorkas is the wrong target and that the deserving person is President Biden. But he has since migrated closer to hearing out an impeachment trial. Yesterday, Senator Romney reportedly told Politico that he would, quote, like there to be some discussion and that he's against tabling the impeachment. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A lot of money's rolling in for Utah Senate candidates vying for the seat currently held by Mitt Romney. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson begins our team coverage.
In this highly competitive race, filings from the Federal Election Commission indicate big bucks are going out, but even more is rolling in.
What's very clear is we're seeing some big money come in. Brad Wilson has $4.8 million in his account. Jason Walton, $2.8 million. John Curtis, $2.8. Brent Hatch at $1.2 million.
Jason Perry, director of the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics, says getting your name out there is everything for these Senate candidates. A few have even loaned their campaigns money, like in the case of Brad Wilson, who loaned $2.8 million. Perry says these numbers are higher than we've seen in normal election years, especially even before the state party conventions, which happen on April 27th. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's open Senate seat is also bringing in a lot of out-of-state money and attack ads. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our team coverage. Michael?
Amanda, we're looking at Representative John Curtis and Riverton's Mayor Trent Staggs, both of who are running for the Republican Party, or Republican primary seat. A D.C.-based super PAC called the Hometown Freedom Action Network spent more than $20,000 on attack ads. The PAC is accusing Staggs of being woke for implementing anti-bias police training in the wake of George Floyd's death. And then they went after Curtis for a 2016 quote saying he wouldn't vote for Trump that election year. State Delegate Tim LeBaron tells the Deseret News this outside meddling is, quote, frustrating, annoying, and inappropriate, close quote. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
A man extradited from Scotland for sexual assault charges in Utah is getting four more weeks now to find an attorney. Nicholas Rossi's original attorney chose not to show up to court, claiming that Rossi never paid him. He was given an extra month to find an attorney back in March as well, despite objections from the prosecution.